Dear Jack, Lord M, still alive but languishing in pain. You write to say Clarissa will not see me, that it would be the death of her. Surely a visit from a friend cannot hasten anyone's death. I am confident that my charming frost peace will revive, that nature will triumph over principle, and that she will, one day, bear me a young Lovelace, and such a cherub my son will be. I must come to town, for how the country bores me, and will have an interview with the charmer myself. Yours, Robert.
You must not come, Robert. I have given my word that you will not trouble her. She is far too frail for your presence. Out of respect for the injuries you have already inflicted, do not seek her out.
Can I help you, sir?
Indeed, madam. You have a lady, I believe, that lodges with you in rooms above these premises. A Miss Harlow?
I have, sir.
And is she in? I would see her.
I think the young lady would not see you, sir.
But she is in.
She will not see you, I think, sir.
You know who I am?
I can guess, sir.
I will go up.
You may not.
I will.
She is not here.
I don't believe you, madam. Is she hiding? Is she behind your counter? Have you hidden her?
No, sir, I have told you. She is not here.
How do you know who I am?
There cannot be two of you, sir.
By knowing me, do you know me as bad or good, as ugly or handsome?
I leave that for you to say, sir.
Where is she?
I do not know. She went out this morning, sir.
Don't tell fibs, Mrs. Smith. Is it Mrs. Smith? I am sure you know.
I do not lie, sir.
What is sold here, Dame Smith?
Powder and washballs and snuff and gloves and stockings, sir.
I would care for two washballs, Dame Smith.
I will have to come back behind the counter, sir, where you are standing now, if I am to serve you.
Well, then I shall serve you, Dame Smith.
My husband will be back shortly, sir. I do not care for games, sir.
12 washballs, Dame Smith.
Pray, sir, walk from behind the counter.
Indeed I won't. This shop will be mine. Now, Dame Smith, where are your gloves?
My husband will be back very soon.
Would he play shops with me, Dame Smith?
No. He will have none of your games, sir.
Oh, but I'm deadly serious, Mrs. Smith. I would learn your trade.
He is a big man, sir, my husband. A very capable man.
Am I to be afraid of him, madam?
I'm not saying that you would be, sir. But he has tackled all manner of rogues, and none yet have laid hands on him.
Am I a rogue, Mrs. Smith?
That is not what I said, sir.
Would you buy 3 pairs of gloves from me? And an ounce of snuff? Or maybe I will take the snuff for myself. She almost broke my heart by her cruelty. Well, then I expect you know the whole story, Mrs. Smith. I ask for 1 half-hour conversation with her to know my fate, and if she cannot forgive me, I intend to set out for Dover. Oh, your snuff is excellent. More gloves, Mrs. Smith, or washballs.
I have no education to talk of, nor graces, nor cleverness. But it seems a great waste to me, sir, to use all that cleverness against those that do no harm.
No gloves then, Mrs. Smith.
What is the worth of cleverness? Without compassion, it has no purpose to my mind, sir.
Oh, you are a wit, indeed, Mrs. Smith.
I see nothing funny in what I say, sir. Oh, I see Mr. Smith at the end of the street. I thought he'd never come home.
I will go, Mrs. Smith. Thank you for the snuff. Oh, and here are some pennies for your trouble. I'll go not because of your husband's arrival, or because of his prowess with rogues, but because I believe he will not play shops with me. But you will see me again. Good day, Mrs. Smith.